Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely nation of the United States of America, in the state of Nebraska, specifically the city of Lincoln, where we are grateful that God gives us a chance and an opportunity to meet up with brothers and sisters in Christ, to share the word, to share the gospel, and to come together like this as well, and speak the truth one to another, to share truth, to share life, to encourage each other in the things of God. Because we've mentioned before, I mean, the amazing time that we live in right now, and the opportunities that are available right now for the things of God, for the things that, you know, a lot of things that have been blocked before, you know, as the world is being shaken, as everything is being broken up, as the Babylonian system is struggling to keep its grip, because light and truth is going forth right now in a way that, is unprecedented. You know, while the world is also trying to grab control, at the same time, light and truth is going forward, even through things like this. Right now, as we speak the truth, as it goes out, as it goes forward, as these things go out into the air, into the atmosphere, into the digital platform, and it reaches you, all this stuff creates ripples in the realm of the spirit. All these things create cracks in the enemy's system, and God uses things like this and things like everything that you and I do in connection with His Spirit, and to destroy the works of the devil, to set captives free, to speak the truth, and to bring that manifestation and the reality of the fact that there is another kingdom and another way that is the way, that is the truth, the life, that a kingdom that is growing and filling the whole earth, that is there, and that is what we live in. That is what the children of God have been brought into. We've been brought from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And we are living manifestations of that. We make that truth known. And for anybody that has a heart to understand, a ear to hear and a heart to understand, they too realize that there's another way. And if they receive that gift, the gift of God that is offered to them in Christ Jesus our Lord, they too can cross over. Let's flip to Acts 26. I want to talk a little bit about this darkness to light, the power of Satan unto God. In Acts chapter 26, Paul, talking to King Agrippa, talks about his conversion experience, if you would, his revelation. See, the scripture talks about, too, that no one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws him. And likewise, for us, you and I, the Spirit of God drew us. At His time, His way, God drew us. Now, there was a yearning created in your heart for that which was real, that which was true, a desire for something that God was stirring in you. So Paul, when he's recollecting what his experience was, he talks about it in because at one point, even though Saul, who later became Paul, he was always trying to be a godly guy, but he was not in right standing with God. And there's a lot of people out there that are trying in their own ability to do godly things, but they don't know and they don't have a real relationship with Him. That's not been unlocked. A lot of them oppose the truth and oppose the reality that would set the captives free. They oppose the abundant life, and they work very hard to hold on to their their deception. They work very hard to hold on to something that is keeping them in bondage and others in bondage. In that line and that understanding, we'll pick it up at Acts 26, verse 9. And verily, this is Paul talking, and verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which things I also did in Jerusalem. Actually, I want to get verse 8 as well. Why should it be thought a thing incredible to you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 10. Which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. All right. There is something incredible in what God does with us. There's something incredible in what God does in Christ Jesus. We are those who have been turned from we've been turned from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. So we've been taken as that truth has been manifest to you, as that word has been spoken to you, as something has resonated in your own heart, and you've said, Lord God, yes, this is it. The light is there. I see it. I have a revelation of who Christ Jesus is, which is the rock on which the church of the living God is built, and I see it, and I understand. And then your heart turns. That's called repentance. You turn towards Him, and you face Him. And as you look in that direction, as your spirit man is focused on that direction, as your will and your volition is focused towards God, what happens is that God in you begins that process of you being set free. Now we are immediately made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because the blood of Jesus washes over us, cleanses us from our sins. So right there, right then and there, you and I are cleansed because of the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. So you know for yourself that when you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you've crossed over from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Yes, yes. You know that because now you're facing that direction. You've got that witness in your heart. You've got that witness in your spirit that you are saved, that you are right with Him, that you are His. But from that place, even as He talks about here, He says that you may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Do you know that you have an inheritance in Christ Jesus? You have an inheritance that you were intended to live in. You were intended to live in it now, and you were intended to live in it for all eternity. Right now, because when is the day of salvation? Today is the day of salvation. Who is God? He is I am. Who is Christ Jesus? He is I am. He said before Abraham was, I am. So, you were intended to live in Christ Jesus. You were intended to come into that inheritance that God has for you. And you can live in that inheritance now. You can live in that which God intended for you now. You know there's promises of God that are there for your life. There are promises of God that are there for your life that need to be applied. The application of the promises of God to your life, they're there for you. They're your right. They're your inheritance in Christ Jesus. They're your right in Him. That which God has done and put in place is yours in Him. So, moving into that inheritance is part of the process that God does. That sanctification process that He does. It says that in verse 18, the second part, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. There's a key to the inheritance that comes with us. It's the sanctification process that happens by faith, by trust in Him. An interchangeable word with faith is trust. In the Aramaic, you know, when I was looking at that one time, that you can take by trust. You know, when you go to Hebrews, you know, and you look at Hebrews 11, that the faith chapter, by faith these guys did this, and the faith these people did that. By faith Abraham set out, you know, not knowing where he was going to head out to, but God, he knew that God was sending him. By faith Daniel, you know, they closed the lion's mouth. By faith, all these things, by trust is another word you can use for the same things. By trust, all of these incredible things happen with the people of God. By trust, you and I do so much of what we're able to do. In Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Outside of Him, we can do nothing. So, but here's the thing, your inheritance is found only in Him. You're not going to find the inheritance of God apart from Him. You are not going to find the abundant life anywhere outside of Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You're not going to find abundant life apart from Him. You are not going to find truth apart from Christ Jesus. You might find knowledge, you might find facts, but you're not going to find truth. He is truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth will set you free. The lie doesn't set anybody free. The lie brings bondage, brings pain, brings loss, brings misery, brings unsureness in your life. You know, the lie, you can't build anything on a lie. Do you know that? Anything that's built on a lie eventually crashes. It does. That's just how it is. Because the lie is something that there's no foundation to it. But the truth has a solid foundation because the truth is the rock. So anything built on the truth stands, lasts, goes forward in an incredible way. See, the lie is something that collapses. Every time, you know, I had a buddy of mine one time, and we were talking about stuff like this, and he told me, he said, Govinda, he said, you know something? He said, I'm not smart enough to be a liar. And I'm like, okay, and he said, because he said, you know, when you lie, you always have to remember what you said last. But when you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you last said. Because when you tell the truth always remains true. Do you know there's an incredible freedom in that? There's an incredible freedom in being a truth speaker. There's an incredible freedom in being somebody that lives your life in the light and in the truth. You know, when you live your life in the light, look, here's the thing. When you come into the light, it is going to be painful, okay? Because that results in when you come into the light, you see things as they are, including yourself. In John chapter 3 and verse, let's just go through 16 and onwards. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Here's the thing. The light and the truth is going to sting. It's going to hurt. But it's a good sting. It's a good hurt. Because what it does is it sets you free. You see things as they are. You see things as what they need to be seen and manifest. God exposes your heart. You see for yourself. Like Paul. Saul, who would become Paul. When he came into that light, and there was a revelation that he had, which was, oh my gosh, I thought I was serving God. But in the end, I was actually persecuting him. I was actually going against him. I was actually lined up on the wrong side. And that was earth-shattering for him. That restructured his entire paradigm. But the end result of that was life and truth and freedom and an incredible passion that was stirred in him for what was real. And God will do that with you. But here's the thing, when the light is shown on your heart, rather than trying to hold on to the darkness and trying to hold on to and justify your sin and justify a failed reality, surrender unto God. Allow Him to do that work in you. Allow the work of the Holy Spirit to convict you and repent and turn and face Him. Because when you do that, there's freedom. There's peace. It's going to hurt for a moment, yes, but it's a good hurt. The end result is peace. The end result is light. The end result is truth. You know, a lot of people, they go through life in the darkness and something's gnawing away at them. Something eating away at them. It's like the world and that which the world puts inside your flesh and your soul is a cancer, and it chews away at you in the world. For those that are part of that system, it eats away at you. It destroys your conscience. It destroys your physical body. It destroys your whole being. And people fight and claw and devour to justify their sin, to justify their existence, to justify that choice that they've made. And you know what? You can choose it if you want. You just can't choose the consequences. You know that God and the enemy of your soul, the devil, both of them respect your free will decision. You have the ability to decide. You have the ability to choose. You can choose this day whom you will serve. You know, we've had that verse up for ages. Because it's there. It's that you have that. You've been created in God's image and God's likeness, and you have the ability, the God-given ability, to choose. Here's the thing. You can't choose your consequences. You can't choose the results of your choice. You can only make a good decision and a good choice in a particular direction, but the consequences are what they are. That's why God says, choose life. Choose life. Choose truth. Choose His will. Because when you choose His will, the result is life. You reap what you sow. If you sow righteousness, you reap righteousness. If you sow truth, you will reap truth. If you sow the Word, you will reap the Word and the harvest that comes with the Word. If you sow the Word of God into your life, if you sow the Spirit of God into your life, what do you think is going to come back? That's what's going to come back. But if you sow to the flesh, from the flesh you will reap destruction. From the flesh you will reap corruption. From the flesh you will reap everything that comes from sowing to the flesh. You know, the reason the devil works so hard to push people that way and to offer them this ridiculous illusion of what the world has is because he knows if he can get people going down that particular line, they will destroy themselves. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death, though. So he knows if you go that way, you'll destroy yourself. Here's the thing. Without Jesus Christ, you don't have any power to be able to come out from that. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to set you free from the deception and that which crushes and destroys you. That's why God gave you the power. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, God said to His early church, He said, wait. In Jerusalem, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Here, and you will be my witnesses. Let me go there really quick. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, let's see here. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. All right. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that power gives you what you need to be able to destroy the works of the devil, to be able to be a witness, to be able to put to death everything in your life that keeps you from being what God intends you to be. That word witness is the same place where we get the word martyr, martus in the Greek. That's the same place where we get the word martyr. That God has given you, and to martyr, to put to death. God has given you the power to put to death in your life everything that keeps you from being what God intends you to be. That everything that keeps you from the inheritance that God has offered and wants you to have in Christ Jesus. You've been given that power in Jesus' name. You've been given that power by the Holy Spirit. And now, you need to walk in that. You need to walk in your inheritance. You need to understand your inheritance, and you need to walk in it. This is why the Bible is incredible. It's a living book. It's a living document. And it shows you what your inheritance is. And you know what? That inheritance is not contingent on the country that you live in. It's not contingent on the ethnic group that you were born into. It's not contingent on any of those things. God is above all of that. There's only two kingdoms in this world right now. There's the kingdom of this world, which is, darkness, the power of Satan. It's a worldly system, the Babylonian system. There's that kingdom, and there's factions and all those kind of things, but it's ultimately that kingdom. And there is the kingdom of light, truth. That rock that grows and fills the whole earth, that's the kingdom that we're part of. That is where our allegiance is. That is where our inheritance is. That is who we've been called by. And that's what we walk in. You and I walk in that kingdom. We walk in that light. And when you understand who you are, it makes such a difference in the reality that you live in and the way that you live out your life while you're here in the earth. When you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, then you start living according to who you are. Not according to who they tell you you are, but according to who you truly are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. You know, if you allow the world to shape your consciousness, you're going to be all over the place, tossed to and fro, never at peace, always flopping around with the rest of them, faking it till you make it. But you never make it. You're just faking it. Whereas if you are a child of the living God and you understand what your inheritance is, and you understand the power of God that's been given to you so that you can rise up into your inheritance, that you can destroy every work of the devil, both in your life and around your life, and you understand that that power has been given to you, and in Jesus' name, every devil's got to go. In Jesus' name, things have to be released in your life that were intended for you from the foundation of the earth. In Jesus' name, you know who you are. And you rise up into that. And it's yours. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. That abundant life is yours in Christ Jesus. And to that end, we encourage you. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. I'm excited for what God is planning and intending with you. I'm excited that in Him, your inheritance is incredible. I'm excited for the mails that we get in the future as these things click and the Spirit of God clicks in you and you realize it and you move in it. You know, the other thing too is that knowledge without application is worthless. You know, once you understand these things, move in them. Once God has made them known to you, move in them. Once the Spirit has revealed something to you, move in it. Because the blessing of God comes with obedience. When you obey, there is a blessing that flows with that. There's a benefit that flows with that. So move in that. Oh, and enjoy the journey. Hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email. Say hi, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through, we got a Facebook page out there. You can drop us a mail there too. Just search for Faith Mix, one word. You can find us there. Hey, we love you guys. And we're praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Hey, we'll catch up with you sometime soon. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you.